Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 John chapter 3. And starting in verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and He knows all things. We believers are funny in this respect. While we sincerely love God, while we sincerely love grace, while we sincerely love the finished work and we believe them, yet there are times when we are condemned. And this is a problem for us. Because if I am condemned, I have essentially taken away from myself the heart of God toward me. And I can be condemned for any number of reasons, and condemnation comes in any number of flavors. Often we think of condemnation as simply a wrong type of a guilt when I fail and I am condemned. But that's not all that condemnation really is. Condemnation is much bigger than that. Condemnation comes whenever there is any form of sin that I haven't properly addressed in my life, albeit perhaps repented of. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean just that which we typically call sin. I mean what sin actually is. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. When I'm walking in those times of my life where I'm walking apart from simply trusting and relying on my Savior, without that full assurance of His Word and His heart and His mind toward me, then I'm actually living in a form of condemnation. When I'm living apart from the things God promised from prayer, when I'm living apart from knowing that I'm loved by Him, then I'm living in a form of condemnation. See, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, we may say to ourselves, then sin is actually very big in our lives, and the answer is, yeah, it is. Sometimes it is. But the beauty of it is that sin is also not the issue in our lives because it has been dealt with by God. I can come to God as a wicked sinner because sin has been dealt with by Him. But it's that element of condemnation that keeps me from coming to Him. You see, it's not only in an outward sin. It's also in a heart that simply doesn't respond where I find condemnation. In those times that your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. Any time that a believer doesn't think of themselves as that which God says of them, that believer is walking in condemnation. They are living in condemnation. And it may be something that I would never imagine that I was actually condemned about. But any time that I see myself in any other way than how God sees me, I'm living in condemnation. Now, God did not bring that condemnation. And that is not how God thinks of me. What brought that condemnation was my own heart. And what my heart says to me. Now, for if our heart condemn us, and that translation, for if, really is not a good translation. In the original language, what it really means is, wherein soever our heart condemns us. It does not matter what it is about, and it does not matter what area of life, what detail, if it's people, me, doesn't matter. in absolutely any area that my heart condemns me, God is greater than my heart. Now, the word condemn here is katagenoski, and it means to know against, and it's an active form of the verb. That means that I am producing the action. And it knows against, finds fault with, blames or condemns. Anytime that my heart finds fault with me, I am living in condemnation. Now, I'm not talking about an honest look at my life and say, I need to get it together here. I need to get right with God here. Or that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the times when my heart says to me, you've come short. If that happens to you, God is greater than your heart. Now, here's the problem with condemnation. It's in the heart. What does that mean? That means it's in my frame of reference. The way that I think, the condemnation is glasses. And everything that I think, everything that I mentally see, goes, the vision goes through those glasses. And if I have condemnation glasses in my heart, in my frame of reference, then it doesn't matter what it is that happens. I will see me as somehow at fault or blameful. I will see that, hey, you know, you're wrong here somehow. A believer who lives like that as a lifestyle finds it an extremely difficult thing to bear. And that believer will establish all kinds of defense mechanisms to protect themselves. And if I get too absorbed with it, then I will project those things onto other people and think they are thinking that of me, when in truth they are not. I'm thinking that of me. Condemnation is not a greater authority than God. And that's what he's saying here. God is greater. It does mean it's greater or older or premier, first. Then the order of things, God is ahead of my condemnation. My condemnation does not have authority over God. He outranks my condemnation. He is before my, he is greater. That means that the things that God says about me are greater than what my heart says about me. My heart may say, you know, you're a wicked man. You know, you're a weak man. You know, you're in care. You're this, you're that, you're the other thing. My heart on a bad day says to me, you're psychotic. And God says, I outrank your heart. I am greater, I am more powerful. The authority that I carry is greater than the authority that your heart carries. I outrank your heart. And so, much as you would find in a military organization, the one that outranks is the one that you go with. God outranks your heart. You see, all of us will from time to time go to that place where we are condemned. And sometimes we may have a legitimate guilt. But that legitimate guilt must not turn into condemnation. Legitimate guilt is simply the realization that I made a mistake and now I turn. And after I turn, I bear no more guilt. So when my heart condemns me, God outranks my heart. And if I have legitimate guilt that causes me to turn, then I put the guilt away because it's done its work. And then I turn to the finished work and accept the authority of the finished work. I accept the authority of grace. This is a very important thing for us to learn, to accept accept the authority of grace. Why? Because grace in Hebrews 3:16 is in fact a government. We come to a throne of grace. So if my heart condemns me, I go to a throne of grace. In other words, I submit myself to a government that outranks my heart. I submit myself to an order and a form of legislation from God that says you are accepted in the Beloved, purified by the blood, and completely cleansed of all guilt, sin, or blame. When my heart condemns me, God's government is greater. It has a greater authority and it outranks what my thoughts and my frame of reference have to say about me. Sometimes I will receive that from other people because they directly may accuse me, or sometimes I may take what other people say and accuse myself, and I have done both. God is greater than your heart. You see, He's not only greater than my heart, He's greater than your heart also. In other words, if I am in a place where somebody says something about me that is of a negative nature, God is greater than their heart and my heart. Two privates don't outrank the general. God is greater than my heart. And God's authority will always establish the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is accepted in the Beloved. Forgiven, cleansed, made pure, no matter what happens. No matter what the failure, perhaps, if there was a failure, or no matter what the wrong self-image, if there is a wrong self-image. Because condemnation is anything apart from faith, really. And it pertains to me. No matter what it is, God outranks it. And so I go with what the general says. Because he has the authority to establish the government. The throne of grace is a throne over the heart. And so if my heart condemns me, my heart submits to the authority that is over it, that says no, there is no condemnation. If I feel guilty and I'm not wrong with God, or if I had bona fide guilt and I got right with God and I still have that guilt, it's no longer bona fide. And if I feel guilty after I've gotten right with God, God says, no, your guilt has been removed. And I go with the authority of the Word of God. I go with the authority of the blood of Christ. If I do make a mistake, I go with the authority of the blood of Christ. You know, we said this one time before, and if you haven't heard the message, listen to it on the internet. It's called When the Blood Flowed. It's one of the best blood messages I've ever heard. But when I make a mistake as a believer, I don't even sometimes, I mean, yes, it's an appropriate word very frequently and we use it when it's appropriate. But there are times when I don't particularly like the word sin, because it has a certain connotation where the connotation is like there's a certain wickedness involved. But it's simply the absence of faith in the circumstance. When I have an issue or a situation where there is something that is not properly aligned to the heart and the mind of God, that is sin. When there is sin that is in my life, God says He removes it and puts it on the Savior. No matter what it is, whether I consider it great or small, God removes it and puts it on the Savior. There was really, in this respect, only one person who was cleansed by the blood. And that was the Savior. He was the only one who needed to be. Because the sins of the whole world were placed upon Him. And so, if there is anything in my heart that condemns me, it is saying, essentially, God, there is something that is in my life that hasn't been put on the Savior. And God says, no, dear, it has all been put on the Savior. There is nothing in me that has not been put on the Savior. And then the Savior was cleansed by the blood. If your heart condemns you, God is of a greater authority than your heart. Now, when we continue this, the Word of God says, He knows all things. Robertson says, God's omniscience is linked to His love and His sympathy. And He knows the secrets in our heart. How many believers, and I think there's quite a few. How many believers carry in their hearts secret condemnation? How many believers have a little bit of a weight in their heart, or maybe a lot of weight in their heart, that is secret condemnation? They wouldn't dream of telling someone. But it's something that they see about themselves that is in some way different than what God has said about them. And perhaps it was because of a failure, but perhaps it was not. You see, it wasn't said here that there was any sin or failure or anything wrong involved. They've just accepted the wrong notion about themselves. And if it was a failure, then they have not accepted the notion, forgiven and forgotten. And if there was no failure, then perhaps they simply see themselves in the wrong light, because maybe there is a standard in their life that in their own eyes they have not accomplished and lived up to. And so they see themselves in their secret heart as condemned and not quite what they ought to be, and not quite acceptable, and not quite as lovely and able to be loved. There's always that little speed bump to love in the heart where I can't quite receive its full force, because there is something between me and the lover of my soul that hasn't been resolved. He loves you just the same. When my heart condemns me, God is greater than my heart. I may see myself as less than, but that's my frame of reference. That's not God's frame of reference. God sees you as beloved. I may see myself as failure or mess or not quite good enough. That's not the way God sees you. God sees you as beloved. Do you see yourself the way God sees you? Or is there a little bit of secret condemnation in your heart where you are not quite beautiful in His eyes, in your own interpretation? God says you're precious in His eyes. Do you understand that? God says you are precious in His eyes and He loves you. Now, that was spoken when those He was talking to were severely backslidden. But they were precious in His eyes and He loved them. How much more will He do it for us when Christ has died for us, when we are the adopted sons and daughters of God, where we are of His family and of His kingdom, how much more will He do it for those who have received His mercy and His forgiveness, but simply have an area of their mind that is residual thinking from a world system that has not told them the truth about themselves, even though it might have been communicated in a religious setting. If your heart condemns you, God is of a greater authority. He knows more about you than your heart knows about you. For example, how often do I know why I do what I do? There are times when I don't even know my own motives. There are times when I don't even know my own thinking. There are times when I don't even know my own spirit. There are times when I don't know my own heart. It is deceitful. Isn't that what the Word of God says? My heart is deceitful. And so there are times when I do not know my own heart and my own way of life, my own way of thoughts. There are times when I don't even realize I'm walking in iniquity or by sight or things that are not of Him. But He knows what my true heart is. He knows what my real motive is. He knows what my thoughts really are. He knows them from afar. And He says, I outrank your frame of reference about yourself. The authority that I possess, He says, is greater than the authority of your thinking. He says, I know all things. He knows who you are. He knows your name. He knows your genetics. He knows where you have been. He knows the things that hurt you. He knows the things that make you happy. He knows who you are. He knows who you really are. And though you may say, I know who I really am, and if you knew who I really was, then you wouldn't love me. And God says to you, no, you've got it backwards. He says, I know who you really are. And if you knew who you really are, you would have absolutely no problem receiving my love for you. Do you know who you are? You're the beloved of God. Do you understand? You're the beloved of God. If your heart condemns you, His authority is that of a general to a private. He is greater than your heart. In verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. If my heart does not condemn me, if I see myself the way that He sees me, if I fail and I see myself as completely cleansed and forgiven, and I never think of the failure again because it has been taken away, it has been put on the scapegoat, it has been released in the wilderness to die there. If I see myself as the one who, although his sins were scarlet, yet he is as driven snow. If I see myself as the one who doesn't really understand who he is, and he received something from somewhere outside of God in the world system or in religion or other people or where have you, and he's accepted a lie about himself, then I do not know and I do not have confidence. But if I am the one who knows that it is a lie what the world says about me, it is a lie that I am anything other than accepted in the Beloved, it is a lie that I am anything other than forgiven, it is a lie that I am anything other than utterly pure and cleansed and have the righteousness of God, if I see anything in myself other than that, and I do not call it a lie, then I am condemned. But if I call it a lie, then I have complete confidence toward God. I have confidence towards the things He has said. I have confidence towards the things He has done. I have confidence in who I am in Him. And I have confidence in His acceptance of me. And I have confidence in His heart toward me. God, like how many soldiers, Joanna, tell me, how many soldiers have confidence in the general's orders? That these are the orders they should follow?
All of them follow
the orders. They may wonder about the orders sometimes, but they follow the orders. I may wonder about it sometimes. God, do you really love me? God, am I really accepted? God, am I really beloved? God, am I really cleansed? God, am I all that and a bag of chips in your eyes? And though I may wonder about it sometimes, those are the orders. And I will say, yeah, I'll go with it. I'll go with what God says about me, although I don't necessarily feel it about myself. I see my sin, but God says I'm perfect, so I'll go with what God says about me because He outranks my heart. And I simply believe what He told me. There's a reason why a general is a general and a private is a private. The general knows more. When God says something about me and my heart condemns me, God knows more. God knows who you are, and He told you. You are His beloved. You are completely accepted. You are completely cleansed and pure. You are His beloved. You are nothing less than that. You are the one that He has chosen from eternity past, purchased with His blood, and you are the one that He calls His bride. He chose you for that purpose. Never allow condemnation to come into your heart. God's authority is greater. God says it is not who you are. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far I have removed your transgressions. What is transgression? Whatsoever is not of faith. And so any area of doubting, any area of insecurity, any area of bad self-image, any area of failure, any area whatsoever that is not completely in accord with His heart, His word, His mind, He's removed it from me as far as the east is from the west in Psalm 103:12. If your heart condemns you, God is greater. But if your heart does not condemn you, it's a reflection of the fact that you have pure confidence in all that God has said about you. Now, if you do not have that confidence, it's okay. It doesn't change the fact. I may question in my heart, is the general right? But the general has the authority and we go with it. And the beautiful thing here is that in the end, I will see that it was in fact so. That it was exactly as He said, and that I am exactly who He said I was. And if my heart condemns me, it's not the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter is, there is no condemnation. Do you understand? The fact of the matter is, there is no condemnation. Never was, never will be. Why? The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world in Revelation 13:8. There is no such thing as condemnation with God. Amen?